180 degrees. New direction.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.
My name is Kenneth Hodge, and I'm a mill handler in Columbus, Ohio.
Magaayo wa Kenneth Hodge, wahanan hay mill handler, Columbus, Ohio.
I am running for local president of Mill Handlers Union 304.
Wahan utartamaya madaxweynaha mill handlerka gobolka.
I need your support and your vote in the next election.
Wahan u baahanahay taageeradina iyo codkiina doorashada. Waxaan u baahanahay taageeradina iyo codkiina doorasho soo socota.
Please vote Kenneth Hodge 180 degrees new direction.
Waxaad u codaysaan fadlan waxaad u codaysaan Kenneth Hodge.
Good morning. And to my Somalian and African brothers, I say, Assalamu alaikum. Hey, listen, let's get right into our podcast for this morning. And it's a very interesting one. And again, I try to keep my podcast relevant to what's happening right now. So you might want to lend an ear. Okay, what's really happening in Columbus effective last Saturday or sometime thereabout is the pit of movement or the pit traffic pattern in Columbus, Ohio has just taken a drastic change. They have taken the building and reconfigured the traffic pattern so that we're going in one big clockwise loop around the building. Now, it's a little, it's not a little, but it's more intricate than that. But one of the main things I want to say to the mail handlers that drive now, if you are level 5, you are authorized to drive pit equipment. You got to understand that there's a new traffic pattern. And part of that new traffic pattern or the premise or the basis why we have the new traffic pattern is to facilitate the AGV equipment that will be coming to Columbus any day now. Yes, it seems as though our acting plant manager was in such a rush to post and bid the AGV group leader positions that they've been in their bid jobs close to a month with no AGVs. So for all intents purposes, they are in a bid position without the possibility of doing their bid job. So every day, the AGV mail handlers, the mail handlers who were awarded the AGV bids, every day you go to work, there is no AGV, so your unit is going to get shut down, which means you will get farmed out to anywhere they need you. So, again, all intents and purposes, you're a glorified, unassigned regular. And I know, as a regular career mail handler, no one bids to be unassigned. Again, it was just, something was fishy that they wanted to post, bid, award these AGV group leader bids so fast that it let me know right away that something was and still is wrong or not correct with AGV group leader bid jobs. And again, if you're in Columbus, Ohio, unfortunately, we're at the mercy of an acting plant manager who has your current local president kind of in his pocket, no matter what your acting plant manager wants to do, trust and believe, if the local president out of Local 304 has any voice in the matter, then that plant manager is going to get whatever it is he wants, whether it's 60 extra casuals in June or July, 200 at Christmas. It doesn't matter what it is he wants. If our current local president has a chance or any opportunity to facilitate that want, he's going to. And this is why we as a union must facilitate the exit of the current local president. And the only way to do that is vote 180 degrees Kenny Hodge, and let's bring new leadership to Local 304. And I'm going to let you know now, I will stand up and stand tall against the acting plant manager or any other plant manager who thinks that I'm a snake oil salesman, who thinks that they're going to come on my watch and do some of the questionable things that they've enjoyed doing in the past under this current local president. But getting back to the traffic pattern, for months I've been talking to level fours who arbitrarily place themselves on higher level and get on a piece of equipment unauthorized. Well, let me tell you something. You may have to pay the piper, so to speak, if you try that now. And you don't have to get into an accident now. All you have to do is travel the wrong way on one of those, on the new traffic pattern. And, you know, our plant manager has already let us know that he's not giving you a bunch of chances to get the traffic pattern right. After the first time that you violate, the next time, he's going to take your license. See, that's some more of that hot air that I like to tell you that the current plant manager keeps with him, but never enough hot air to actually make the balloon float. So you get caught driving the wrong way one time, I hope at least they have the sense enough to do 4584Ps and document what it is they're trying to do. But nonetheless, you get caught, he's taking your license, and he said it and he meant it. And I'm sure if you check back with him in 30 days, he'll probably tell you that we misunderstood what he said, because he's not taking license. Or if he has taken them, he's giving them back with a retest. Let's keep it 100, folks. Let's keep it 100. I got to share this story with Columbus, Ohio. And the rest of the podcast audience, just put your hands over your ears, because I don't want you to hear this. Listen, folks, and before I tell you the story, I got to tell you, not any of what I'm about to say to you is fabricated. This is actual, everyday, real life in Citygate, Columbus, Ohio. Here we go. And I'm not going to mention names. I'm just going to talk situation. And two employees at work have a misunderstanding, whatever you want to call it, but two employees at work don't see eye to eye. One of the employees go home stressed out. The employee who's stressed out files a CA form and submits her CA form with a doctor's note to her MDO, acting MDO. Acting MDO thinks it's the wrong form, whatever, whatever. But here we go. So the employee is out of work right now, claiming a pending CA form with the doctor's note. The acting MDO got a copy of the doctor's note when he received a copy of the CA form. Now, this is where the story is going to get real convoluted. The Tor 3 MDO who received the Tour 3 acting MDO, excuse me, who received the medical documentation from the employee's doctor and the CA form, sent it on to HR manager. So at this point now, HR manager is kind of involved because we're not sure, well, they're not sure if they got the right CA form. But anyway, they've got the CA form and doctor's documentation. Well, it appears that the 203 acting MDO has a day or two off, and in steps that super team from Tour 2. The Tour 2 acting MDO sends the employee a letter. Now, I'm telling you, I can't make this up, folks. Here's the trick, though. The acting MDO on Tour 2 sent the employee a letter, but used the Tour 3 acting MDO signature line. Now, notice, I didn't say she signed it. She used his signature block, meaning his name and his title, and then signed her name for him. Now, most times you think, okay, that's kind of normal situation, normal circumstances, except why would a Tour 2 acting MDO sign a letter for PDI for the Tour 3 acting MDO's employee? Yes, I'm not trying to make this convoluted. In short, Tour 3 MDO was gone, so the Tour 2 acting MDO stepped in. Why this happened, I don't know, but I'm thinking HR or some labor board situation should step in on this level of what I consider harassment. Why the Tour 2 MDO, acting MDO, would take it upon herself to sign a letter for the Tour 3 acting MDO for one of the Tour 3 employees. And this is where you can take your finger out the hole in the dam and let all the water run out. Here it is. So the employee, very upset because she knows she's turned in, because we got this on email, that she's turned in her medical documentation. She knows she's turned in her CA form. And the Tour 3 acting MDO told that employee he had no knowledge that that letter was ever sent out. So now, yes, I'm going to say it again. The letter that the Tour 2 acting MDO signed for the Tour 3 acting MDO, the Tour 3 acting MDO said they had no knowledge that such a letter was sent out, because it made the Tour 3 acting MDO look as though he was incompetent. Because you know you read the employee's medical documentation. You and I had conversation about the employee's medical documentation. So the fact of you not receiving it is not a question. We understand that you received it. So in your absence, whatever would make the Tour 2 acting MDO step up and try to take an action against a Tour 3 employee using the signature block of a Tour 3 MDO, well, I think the inspection service ought to investigate that, and there must be something done. Because now it leads me to think, how many other letters were signed on the signature line for someone else's name that was just typed in? I'm going to tell you, I'm probably going to contact Congressman Beatty's office and see if there's some kind of forensic audit that we can do to look at this. Because I'm telling you, that's absurd. And how that is allowed to happen is far beyond anything that I could possibly comprehend.
But it really makes me think about how many other letters is it possible that the same acting Tour 2 MDO signed for another manager, and that other manager had no knowledge of any such letters. And why would a organization practice that type of deceit or trickery from management towards one of their employees? So now, because we want to practice games of trickery, you create more stress on the employee. You know, again, I hope this is investigated. And again, I hope somebody's held accountable, because it's not right that this happens. And I just don't know to what extent it's actually happening. That's what's more important. And I want to say to Postal Management, listen, you've got Mr. Lovejoy in the building. It is obvious by his resume that training development is his forte. You're trying to implement a new traffic pattern to complement a brand new system of the AGVs that's coming to Columbus. Wow, I wonder how long would it take for you to figure out that you have the person working for you that should or would probably show you how to implement this change. But see, you guys can't see the forest for the trees because the acting plant manager is too busy looking at cars in the parking lot instead of his assets or his resources that he currently has. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot. Nobody knows postal operations but him. My bad. Hey, listen, have a great day, and I'll see you around the building. And remember, again, we got a new traffic pattern that's going to be effective, so there's no need to fight it. Just learn it, and let's comply with it. Have a great day.